My favorite book that I highly recommend is titled The Obstacle is the Way, written by Ryan Holiday. I'm on my fourth read of this book, okay? So that's how much I recommend it. It's a great read. Early on in this book, there's a chapter called Control Your Emotions. And to start the chapter, Ryan lays out how important controlling your emotions is and the skill set, and how important that skill set is to develop. He writes, "When America raced to send the first men into space, they trained the astronauts in one skill more than in any other skill. The art of not panicking. Because when people panic, they make mistakes. We override systems, we'll disregard things," is what he goes on to say. So these astronauts that they're training to go into space, they have to be prepared for literally everything. Because when things go wrong, they have to not panic, keep their heart rate down, and do their job accurately. But then think about everyday life. In fact, just a few mornings ago, I walked into work, and of course, the system's down, IT's not working. It's going to be a hectic day, we can already tell by the tasks ahead of us. And coworkers, even my managers are, "Oh man, this is going to be a tough day. This is going to be a tough day. It's going to be a long day." You can feel the panic set in. And I'm sure this has happened to you. In fact, it might be happening to you right now. And I think the line that Ryan puts in this book that I am giving to you from him, just say, "No, thank you. I can't afford to panic." This is the skill that must be cultivated, he writes. Freedom from disturbance so you can focus your energy exclusively on solving problems rather than reacting to them. Just like those astronauts in space, you are trained in whatever it is that you are a professional in. Whether you're a hairstylist, whether you're an author, whether you're a surgeon, an athlete, musician. When you're trained on something and you're walking into a day, good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. You just focus on what is the problem, how can I solve it? Logic will always override emotion. And there's nothing wrong with having emotion. We should have emotion. If you need a moment because you're stressed out, hey, walk outside, get some fresh air. But then lock back in and get right back to it. Quick story for you to end the podcast. When I was in the Army, there was a moment where I was in basic training doing my first PT test. And I'll never forget. I was a pretty skinny guy, right? Probably 140 pounds, 130 pounds. But I could do a lot of push-ups. And I trained for the PT test very hard before I left for the Army. And I was getting down to do my push-ups. Well, the drill sergeants, they really want to get in your head. Anyone that serves knows this. They're playing games, right? They're trying to get you to panic, right? And I'll never forget, this drill sergeant was talking so much crap to me because of how big the shirt I was wearing. It was like a dress on me. And he was laughing at me for about a solid 2 minutes before I performed my push-ups. And then finally, about 10 seconds before it's time for me to start doing my push-ups, he laughs at me again and he looks me in the eye and says, "So how many are you going to do?" Now, in that moment, I could have wet the bed. I could have let that get to me. I could have overreacted. I could have panicked. But instead, I knew that I trained hard as shit for this push-up test. So I confidently looked him right back in the eye and said, "A lot." And 88 push-ups later, that guy was pretty impressed, and he knew, this kid doesn't panic. And what I'm telling you is, today, someone's going to be looking you in the face, ready to tell you how hard this is going to be, or how impossible this task is going to seem. But remember, you've trained for this. You can handle it. Don't focus on reacting, focus on logic, solve the problem, and you'll be better for it.